Wishing you a beautiful Monday as we begin this week of moving into alignment with ourselves. So yesterday, in preparation of this week's teachings, I got you to ask yourself a simple question, which was, am I in alignment or am I not in alignment? And what I didn't want you to do is to worry about what your answer was or to really be thinking very deeply about it. It was just to simply see what came up for you when you asked yourself that question. You mightn't fully even understand what that means. And I don't mean that you don't understand the question, but it's more you mightn't even understand personally for you what that means to be in alignment. You may never have experienced being in alignment, or you may have been there before but wanted to feel different. So before we can continue on, it's important for us to get a sense of where we are with that. So where you are in how you're feeling about your alignment with your life right now. So I just found I've been trying to do this recording to explain what I think being in alignment is. And to me, it's being in this place where you're truly, deeply and wholly connected to yourself, in a place where you feel this sense of inner peace, where you feel very connected to the decisions you're making, the path that you're moving on. And I suppose in a way, it's like a zen, calm energy. Now, when life is very busy, even if you are on the right path, it can be hard to feel like you're in alignment with yourself, because sometimes we can disconnect, and often we can disconnect even, not just sometimes, from ourselves due to busyness, due to other things taking over in our life. So I found this lovely piece that just described it. So alignment is a state of expansion. It is an emotional state that feels good, and when we feel expanded, we are perceiving in the same way our soul does. The way to get into alignment with your higher self is to feel good. It takes an effort of will to decide to shift into a new way of thinking and feeling. But I love that piece. When we feel expanded, which is when we're in alignment, we are perceiving in the same way our soul does. So what that means is that whatever your belief may be, when we're in, they say that when we come here, we have a purpose, and it's our soul's purpose that we may have predestined for us, or it may have been decided what that is, or we may have made a choice before we incarnated into human beings to be in this body and to do what it is that we are meant to do for ourselves and to find out what that is. Our soul has a higher good for us. Our soul knows exactly the steps to take, the moves to make, the situations to be around, to avoid, the people to have in our lives, the relationships to have. And that seems really perfect. But as we come here into life itself, life is not perfect, and it winds and it weaves, and it's not that straight line that we hope it would be. And even though that can be very testing and challenging at times, also, as I always say, if life was like a straight line, we'd never learn anything, we'd never expand, and we'd never grow. So just because of what your soul wants you to do, or we perceive in the same way as what our soul does, our soul is trying all of the time to be that messenger to say, look, this is actually where you're at, and this is where you're going to. So if you imagine two versions of yourself, you have the version that's sitting here right now listening to this, and then you have an energy, which is your higher self, which is connected to your soul. And I always imagine myself kind of up in the air when I think of that. But bring that part of yourself down, don't disconnect so much, and imagine the other version of you, your soul energy, standing right in front of you. And your soul is screaming out for all the things that it wants, which is joy, happiness, peace, purpose, potential. And like we said there, it's about expansion. So when your soul is calling you to do something and you listen to that and you answer the call of what your soul wants, you are moving into alignment. When you move closer and closer and closer to that, and when you are in alignment, you will find that life moves easily. Life moves at the pace in which it needs to go, and things fall into place. So I'll give you a little bit of an example of this, a really quick one, because I know sometimes I go on a little bit much when I'm trying to tell a story. But, you know, I've decided over the last year that I wanted to finish doing readings, which is something I've done for 11 years now. And it was just a part of me that realized that it was just something that I wanted to move on from. I was worried about doing it because in some ways I felt I had a duty to do that, because my readings can help people. I also, when I was telling people I wasn't going to do them anymore, they were saying, no, you can't. Like, I love getting readings from you. So I, again, that duty was there. And I felt like I'd been given a gift, you know, a spiritual gift, and I needed to help people with it. But underneath all of that, I wasn't enjoying the process. I need to mind my energy more, particularly with just health things that I'm doing at the moment. And I just wanted a bit of a prolonged break from it. Nothing wrong with that after 11 years of reading for people, dealing with people's energies, you know, advising, guiding, all of that. It's quite pressureful. So over the last number of months, I was like, how can I actually move in the right direction? Like, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And from a, you know, true realistic point, how am I going to replace my income if I shut down, you know, 80 or 75% of my work? So I made the choice and I set myself a timeline of when I was going to finish them. So that timeline was the end of October. And then I said, okay, that's not going to be realistic. So I decided to extend that out until January. And I have a small procedure coming up and I knew that I wanted to have the readings done before that. But I thought my procedure would be in early January. So I contacted people and I said, look, I'm going in for this procedure in early January. And then when I come out, I will finish everything. And then the way things kind of worked, my procedure isn't until the 12th of February. So I said, okay, it's not till the 12th of February. Let me finish off all of my readings for people who, you know, had wanted to make bookings, for people who'd gift vouchers, all of that kind of thing. Let me finish out what I needed to do. So when I set myself that timeline, which is actually tomorrow, interestingly enough, which is my last day of doing readings, it felt really good to have a definitive line in place. And then I thought, I started getting lots of emails from people, especially after Christmas and the new year, asking for readings. It was very hard for me, particularly with people that I, you know, clients that I really like, and I feel a light energy from them, to say no. But I knew that I just had to kind of commit to this. Now, in the background of that, I was saying to myself, okay, how do I stay in alignment with my purpose and what my work is meant to be? For the, and then the realistic stuff of how do I change into that. But what was actually overtaking was, what changes am I going to make? Oh my God, am I supposed to go and get a job? Am I supposed to, you know, go and go back to law and do what I used to do there? Should I train in something else? Like, I was all over the place and I was finding it really, really stressful. I got really sick before Christmas with the flu and I had loads of time to think of it, and I was getting even more panicked about it. And then I just decided to do some of my classes that I was doing. And because I committed then to the timeline of when I was going to finish my readings, what actually transpired is, once I was committing that self and not letting my ego come in when somebody wanted a reading to say, oh, I'll just do it, or, you know, it'll be better financially, I needed to come from a very authentic place. If I wasn't in the space to read, I didn't want to be promising people I'd read for them and not giving them a good service. And also, you know, from a financial perspective, making income, but not really having the authenticity behind that of what I offered. So I made this very strong commitment to myself to stick to that timeline. And in the space of doing that, my classes over the last month, not even, because it's like we're not even in the first month of January, so I've finished yet, have just taken off. And as a result of that, a connection came through of somebody where I'm going to be starting in another new place to teach classes. And we had lots in common about different things that were going on for the two of us at the same time, different things I wanted to teach about. She was very interested in, because of stuff going on for her. And this is the owner of this new practice. And everything has just fallen into place. Now, it hasn't all started yet, but all of a sudden I'm finishing, you know, with my readings on Tuesday and tomorrow. And I have a plan in place. Where only 2 months ago, I hadn't a clue what I was going to do. But the plan is completely in alignment with myself. It's in alignment with what I want, which is my teaching, you know, teaching meditation, teaching self-care, doing all the teachings I do with all of you every single day in a bigger format, meeting people. And then I got invited to do a talk. I've done lots of talks over the years. Some I've done in corporate environments, so it's a bit different, you know. This was my first talk to get booked for at the end of March in all about self-care that I've created myself. Not being led, just being invited for 2 hours to do a talk. And it was a paid talk as well, which I was delighted about, because a lot of talks you do for free, which is no problem. You just, it's great for you to get out there and share your skill and your knowledge with people and for them to know a bit more about you. So all of these things have happened because I committed to saying, my soul doesn't want to do this anymore. And I felt that my soul wants to do this. I want to teach more. I want to write more. I want to record more things. And when I committed to that, with no understanding of how I was going to make that happen, no understanding of how I was going to pay my mortgage, no understanding of any of that, by making that commitment to listen to what my soul was saying and fully trust that, it is starting to come to fruition. So I'm giving you that example, and again, I have rambled on there, but I'm trying to show you that that's about being in alignment and not being in alignment, because it's answering the call of what your soul wants. So it's looking at your life from your soul's perspective, but your soul is an aspect of you. It is you. You know, when you die, like they say, the physical body goes and your soul stays. So you're one and the same. But imagine today sitting across from yourself and looking at yourself as your soul energy and asking your soul what it is calling out for you to do to help you go on the path of being in alignment and to help you be in alignment with where you're moving forward. So I'm very interested to see how you all get on with that. Feel free as well to text me and let me know how you get on, and we'll keep going with this tomorrow. Have a wonderful Monday.